relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Portions of the following program may contain pre-recorded material.
This is America First, and here's your host, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
You're talking about sort of toxic masculinity.
Yep.
And you said, that the most dangerous words in the English language are man up, be a man, and don't be a sissy.
Yeah.
Like, really? Those are the most dangerous words?
I think a lot of things can be explained in that respect. What was the most interesting part of this election, 2016, was the number of white men of working age that aren't working any longer.
Like most people would say, like, it's just an expression, like, man up, right? Like,
man up. That sort of reinforces the frame. And so that's
what I'm saying, but you're saying, like, that's super dangerous.
I think that's a weak thing to say. It's weak.
When does Gavin Newsom get to lecture anyone on what weakness is? That's hilarious. I've never seen that clip before. Man up, the most dangerous phrase in the English language. Yeah, maybe to you, Buttercup. That, of course, is Pelosi's nephew, Gruesome Newsom. Sadly, the man who's still running California. We're going to talk about the truth about Gavin and everything else that goes on in what used to be one of the most amazing and beautiful states of the Union. With our West Coast warrior princess, a stalwart of America First, but now we get her one-on-one for an hour. Jennifer Horn, welcome to America First.
I am so happy to be here with you because it is a special day. I have to wish you a happy birthday today.
You did this already this week. You did it 3 days early.
But here we are.
A day early as well.
Come on, we've been friends long enough. You know I make a big deal about birthdays because you know what? Darn it, there's not enough to celebrate. We might as well celebrate you. So happy birthday.
God bless you. Well, when I got married, we had a 3-day wedding celebration. So I think we're going to do that for birthdays as well.
I love that.
She is the co-host of The Morning Answer, AM 590, AM 870, The Answer, KRLA, also at DJV Show and CRNTalk.com. But most important of all, and this ain't a joke, guys, I'm not appealing to my guest here, this very special lady. It is an empirical statement of fact. She is the hardest working radio celebrity in this, the greatest nation on God's earth. Jennifer, when you had that afternoon show, will you tell our millions of listeners, how many hours of radio did you do in a day? And most importantly, what hour of the day did you start?
Yeah, I usually, on average, was doing 7 hours of radio a day. I'm down to 6, so there's that. And I start my day about 3 o'clock in the morning. That's when the alarm goes off.
Ouch.
I'm on the air about 3:05. Thankfully, I have a home studio. And then about 5:30 in the morning or so, I hit the road and come into our Salem, Los Angeles studios and sit down behind the microphone here. But you know what? It's not hard work if you enjoy what you're doing and if you feel passionate about what you're doing. And that's why I love it. I feel blessed every day that people want to listen to what I have to say and want to have conversations with me. And I love the fact that I get to be with people at their most vulnerable, in their cars, in their homes, as they're getting ready to go to work in the morning.
Well, look, you are a natural. I remember a car ride with you many moons ago as we were launching this show where you helped me, you gave me some amazing pointers, because I've just been a consumer, a radio addict for 47 years of my life, and then they put me, this crazy guy called Phil Boyce at Salem, put me on the other side of the microphone, and you know, you've really taught me a lot, and I'm very grateful
to you. Oh, you're so sweet. That means a lot, because you are, not to be in the complimentary society here, but you are killing it.
My birthday!
It's your birthday, and truly what people don't realize about you, Seb, and I think I've told this story before, but, you know, you're a big guy. You've got that strong voice. You're an alpha male, unlike Gavin Newsom, who's never seen any shred of masculinity. He stays away from that. But when we first met...
But he's got nice hair.
He does have nice hair. I mean, he looks like an actor, Governor, but you've got nice hair, so forget about him.
Thank you.
When we first met, you know, you have this big hulking presence, but then I when we were sitting down together, I look and you're on your phone and it had a Minions phone case. And I said to you, and I remember this in the car, let people see the Minions side of Seb. Be vulnerable with people, because a lot of times when people get on the radio, they don't show who they truly are. And you, from the get-go, you show people every single day who you are, what you stand for. And that's what makes your show the huge success that it is. It's awesome.
Well, she's blown my cover now. I do love the Minions. It is true. It is true. All right. look, it's true. If you love your job, yes, you will never work a day in your life. A very wise person said that to me years ago, and it's true. I mean, don't tell Salem, but I would pay to do this job. It's so much fun. Yeah. But, full disclosure, confession time. You know, I've done it. I've got up super early, especially after 9/11. It was crazy. But I'm not a morning person. I'm a night person. My brain actually switches on at about 9 p.m. As my wife is falling asleep, I'm getting wired. So I have to ask, I'm just curious, how long have you been doing the morning shift?
Oh, way too long. Since 2006.
Ooh. And is there any secret? I mean, how tough is it? What time do you go to bed? Do you have any tricks?
Well, I have to go to bed pretty early. If I go to bed any later than 9:30, I can really feel it the next day. But if, you know, it's also impossible to go to bed at 7 to get 8 hours of sleep. So you kind of have to pick and choose your battles a little bit. Loving what you do, being excited about the topics, trying to feel like you're changing things or having a positive influence, that all matters. I'm just blessed because literally my alarm goes off at 3 and I'm talking by 3:06. And I prepare the night before. Really, I prepare all day long, like you do. We're constantly consuming what's on social media or in the news and all of that. But thankfully, my voice doesn't sound super tired. So you know how some people, it takes a while to warm up?
Yes.
I can sit down and go, and that is a God-given thank you, God, for giving me that voice, because otherwise, I'd be dead in the water.
Do you have any tricks? Because this is what everybody asks about. Don't you worry about your voice. And somebody, as I was in California last weekend for some great events in Sacramento and San Francisco, one of the audience members in the Q&A said, I remember Rush, and I've heard you smoke cigars. Please control the cigars. So I smoke cigars now and again. Are you ever petrified that something's going to happen to your voice, Jennifer?
You know, I'm really not, because I don't feel like I'm forcing it. I think for people who force Mr. Announcer, there are a lot of Mr. Announcers out there who screw up their vocal cords and they get polyps. But I don't know if I've ever shared this with you, but I really give credit. Not only, obviously, it's a God-given gift, a voice, and I've been complimented. I feel very lucky, because especially for a woman, women tend to have just higher registers than men, and their voices are not as soothing. And I have been told and complimented that my voice is really good, particularly for a female. And so one of the one of the things that, you know, obviously that is biology and nature. I have a dad who's in the radio business, but both my dad and I credit my grandfather, who was born hard of hearing and never knew until he married my grandmother that he was deaf. His parents always told him he was stupid. He couldn't keep up in class. He went through school and just thought he wasn't going to be anything one day, because it never sank in. He never realized that he couldn't hear. And my grandmother, when she started spending more and more time with him, said, you know, Charlie, we need to get your hearing checked. And sure enough, he was hard of hearing, got hearing aids, is one of the smartest men that I've ever met in my life. And so it's impossible for me to believe that his parents just always thought that it wasn't like that things weren't clicking for him, because he is so smart. But in talking to him and conversing with my grandparents, who I was just super close to both of them, and they took great care of me when I was a kid, I got this loud, clear voice, because that's how I had to speak
how
to
you
my
have to
grandfather.
Communicate. Right.
Yeah.
So you have been such a stalwart supporter. You come on this show every week. You have me on your show in LA every week. But I'm not sure everybody knows who you are. So let's take the time and tell us. You mentioned your grandfather. You mentioned your dad, who's in the business. Tell us where the horns come from, how you got this passion for radio.
You know, it's really interesting, because I was a really shy kid, Seb. I think I've told you this before. Super shy. Like, I was always a good reader. I would always get picked, I went to Catholic school, so I'd always get picked to read at church and stuff. But it would terrify me to have to do public speaking. I'd have to work myself up for days.
That's
I mean,
hilarious.
I was terrified. And one day I was filling in for my dad. He asked me, he was running late. No one was at our radio station. We ran a radio station together. We still do. It's a radio network. And we syndicate great programming. And one day he said, I need you to fill in for me, kid. No one's there. I need you to do this. And I sat down and all of a sudden.
How old were you?
I was probably 16 or 17 when I did this. Gosh. And I sat down and did a show for him. And then I kind of caught the radio bug. He always had it. When he was growing up, there was always music and radio in my grandparents' house. And so he loved the medium and really taught me that passion. And so when he went into the radio business and started eventually the company that we run together today, it inspired me. I just always thought I wanted to be behind the scenes or do something else. But once I sat behind the mic and realized what a connection and what a cool connection it is with people.
And you've never looked back.
I was hooked. Yeah.
So it really is. You taught me this, and that perhaps the most useful thing you said to me in that conversation, in that driving in California to an event, is it's different. The radio is unique. It's now that I have a TV show on Newsmax, I see it even more. And it's different from podcasts, and we'll discuss that. But first things first, show this lady some love. Follow her at Jennifer Horde, and make sure you catch her every week here on America First. Go to rumble.com/Seb Gorka, and you'll never miss a thing. And we'll be back with the one and only Jennifer Horde after this break. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, pain relief that works, pain relief that's real, pain relief that rid me of my lower back pain that had plagued me for 9 years, almost a decade. But it's not just me. It's tens of thousands of Americans across the country, people like Debron from Massachusetts. This is Debron's story. I just started taking Relief Factor 4 days ago. My hip pain is gone. I had a horrible time sleeping because of the pain. I absolutely love how I am feeling. Thank you, Relief Factor. Did you hear those words? My pain is gone. Whatever the cause, aging, exercise, you've got to try Relief Factor. Order the 3-week quick starter pack right now to be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Debron, and thousands of your fellow Americans. What have you got to lose? Accept the pain. You've waited long enough. You deserve to know. Do it today. Call 800-500-8384 or just go to relieffactor.com. You know it makes sense. You've waited long enough. Today is the day. Liberate yourself. Emancipate yourself from pain. 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
From the ReliefFactor.com studios, this is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Welcome back to One on One with KRLA's Jennifer Horne. So let's tease this out, because everybody's listening to the show. Why? Because it's not just they want news. It's not just that they want information or the breaking news. They actually also want, they actually love the medium itself. So let's delve into that for a little bit. You have taught me a great deal, along with one other person who is also a mentor to me, and that's John Batchelor, who I consider to be the master of the long form. I love long form radio. I dedicate 1 hour of the show, the last hour of the show, like this, a one-to-one to long form. And he helped me understand, as you did too, that with radio, well, you just said it in the beginning. You said, you're talking to people at their most vulnerable, their most private. They're in their bathroom, they're at home, they're making breakfast for their kids. So it's a different milieu, number one. And secondly, and I look at Rush and others who really led the way, because it's auditory, there's no fancy visuals that you can use as a crutch. It's very intimate, and it is about establishing a relationship, which really, if it's done well, and I think this is what you and your co-host Grant Stinchfield and other great hosts do, it's a friendship with the listener, isn't it,
yes,
Jennifer?
Absolutely. I had a lot of coaching all throughout the years. There are a lot of people who go into talk radio consulting, and there's a woman named Valerie Geller who I think is phenomenal, and she's written a book about radio. And her most helpful piece of advice is, she said, when you're doing a radio show, stick an empty chair in front of you and just visualize the person that you're talking to. And so I think what's different is when you watch a television show, and you see people, even in cable news, they'll say, our audience, or all of you at home. That's not very personal. That just means you're one of the thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions of people maybe right. who are watching, right? But when you're on radio, when you are talking to you, can you believe this? What should we be doing about this? How do you feel about vaccine mandates? It becomes very personal. It's a one-on-one connection. You're not speaking to the masses in radio, or at least you shouldn't be. I think in good talk radio, you are speaking directly to one person.
Yes.
And that's how I visualize it. And I feel like we create relationships with those people who either call our program or who might see us out or connect with us when we're in public. We feel like we know each other because they can connect. There's also that immediate response. Social media is great, but we know it's the place where anybody who can be anonymous can go and troll, right? In radio, Joe from Corona has to call, give a name, give a city, and have a conversation with you. So even if you disagree, you get a chance to get your wax in too. Like, everybody can have a piece of that conversation.
Live.
And what, right. And what media allows people to have that instant conversation? Nobody. You can't do it with television unless you just yell back at the TV, which right. I've done. Believe me, I've watched CNN and MSNBC.
We all have. And to that point, it's also, good radio cannot be faked. And you know, we don't have to talk about the specific names here, but mm-hmm. you know, some of the biggest names, you know, who've been doing it for decades, you know when they're phoning it in. The passion cannot be faked, can it, Jennifer?
You cannot fake the passion. And when people start to repeat shows and it's just, you know, it's insert the new day of the week and it's the same show over and over again, that's when you have a problem. That was what was so fantastic about Rush Limbaugh, is that every day he lived to be on the radio.
Right.
He was sick and still did everything he could to sit there every single day and deliver, because this is also a medium for entertainers. This is the talk radio format is different than just reading news. You're actually inserting your personality into this. People learn about you through your conversations with them, and you get to have that back and forth conversation with your audience. So it's news, yes, but it's also commentary, and I think that's really important. And you have to entertain. That's what Rush did. John Batchelor is fantastic. Barry Farber is also a mentor of mine. I worked with Barry up until literally the day before he died. He did radio shows all the way up until he passed away. And he was an icon in New York, and he was a storyteller. He knew how to use this medium to connect with people, to entertain, to tell a story, to provide perspective. And he never did a show that was dull. It was never repetitive. And he always had that spark and passion. And there are a few people that you can think of that have that. And those are the ones that people will remember 30 years from now.
Right. You really understand this industry. You're not just good at it. You understand it. You share with me, you know, the latest data on how different shows are doing. Give us your big picture overview. We've now, you know, we're in the third year of this insanity with the coronavirus. How is radio doing, and how is conservative radio doing, and what is the future of it in an age of podcasts? Which, for me, I learned this from my buddy Larry O'Connor, who's here in DC. Podcasts, totally
He's
different.
One of the good ones, by the way.
Oh,
I love Larry.
One
O'Connor.
Of the great ones.
Yes.
Totally different, because in a podcast, unless it's a Joe Rogan, which is unusual, which is all over the place. It's, I want to know about Visigoths for the next 2 hours, right? You want the podcast on 1966 Mustangs. It's a very niche thing, and you're not necessarily creating that friendship relationship because it's recorded and it's whatever. So talk to us about talk radio specifically after the last 2 years and the future, Jen.
I think podcasts are a big part of the future of talk radio. I also think a video element, like you do every day with your show, is part of the future of talk radio. But I don't believe for a minute. I've been in this industry since I literally had diapers on. And maybe on the other side, when I have diapers again, hopefully it'll last that long. From diaper to diaper. But I have heard consistently that talk radio is going away. Talk radio is dying.
For years.
Now, the technology of AM radio may be dying. Car manufacturers are starting to leave it out or whatever it might be. But I don't believe the media anywhere, and I'll tell you why. First of all, conservatives are feeling very left out of the media business. We have Fox News, we have Newsmax, we have One America News. What else do we have? Right. We have a lot of online publications. That's great. But where else can talk radio, can conservatives go except for talk radio? So I think that's a really important piece of this. I think talk radio, despite your politics, also gives a forum for people to have conversations about stuff. And I think by nature, people are voyeurs. We want to know what our neighbors are doing. We want, you know, if you hear a conversation, not many people will walk by. A lot of people stick that ear out and go, what are they talking about? And so talk radio, I think, brings that out where you can hear conversations about what people are really thinking. So I don't believe that the medium is going away. I think it is here. I just believe, and I think it actually might even grow if radio companies do it right and continue to cultivate talent and not just put out the same old stuff and bring in different personalities and perspectives. I think we have a winning combination, but I do think it'll grow into different forms. I think podcasting and video is going to be a piece of growing the industry, making it available on all of the digital devices, because not many people have a traditional radio in their home. But all of our content is now available on Amazon, on Alexa, on Google devices. And so that's going to be the new way for people to listen to us. So I think we just have to adapt with the technology, but continue growing and strengthening the medium, not just leaving it behind.
Listen to this lady, and not just what she's saying, but what she does every single day. AM 590, AM 870, The Answer. Also, crntalk.com, and follow her on Twitter, at Jennifer Horn. This is One-on-One. If you like what we do here, if you've missed any of our one-on-ones, even with President Trump, you can find them all at our Rumble video channel. Just go to rumble.com/Seb Gorka. That's rumble.com/Seb Gorka. And of course, we may be radio, but you can also find us wherever you get your podcasts. More from Jennifer Horn One-on-One here on America First. Gun Owners of America is the only no-compromise gun lobby. From battling the Biden administration's radical anti-gun agenda to restoring your constitutionally protected rights in the states, GOA's grassroots army, led by a friend of this show, Eric Pratt, is ready. GOA has a proud 45-year history of defending your Second Amendment rights without compromise. GOA's mission is simple: to protect, defend, and restore the Second Amendment. For just $25 a year, you can take an active role in the protection of your rights. When you join today by visiting gunowners.org/GORKA, you will receive a free gift. So help protect the Second Amendment by joining Gun Owners of America right now at gunowners.org/GORKA.
Dr. G is in the house on America First.
She's my Salem colleague, and we're back with the one and only Jennifer Horn. We've talked about radio, the future of radio. Let's talk about what you do for me and for my millions of listeners every single week as you tell us what's going on in California. Let's just have a little bit of fun, and then you can expound upon the current situation.
Sure.
And this is the latest solution for how to deal with the fact that California has more than 50% of all the homeless in America. Cut four.
People living in Midtown Sacramento getting an earful from a nearby McDonald's. Bagpipes blasting nonstop.
The bagpipe music is intended to drive the homeless away, and it doesn't appear to be working.
I think it's an absurd action to take instead of actually dealing with the issue.
The idea of weaponized sound is nothing new. This 7-Eleven in West Hollywood loops classical. This 7-Eleven in Sacramento replaced classical with the soothing sounds of this. But here at Broadway, it's raining bagpipes over, over, and over again. Talk about an earworm.
No, it's not Monty Python. It's not SNL. It is, in fact, California's answer to the homeless problem. Okay, let's get serious, Jennifer.
They stole that idea from Gitmo. You remember when Gitmo would play Britney Spears?
Hey! I like Toxic.
I would love it. I do too.
So you've been a trooper. I remember going with you to the Inland Empire, meeting hundreds and hundreds of Californians who've said, enough is enough and bring back sanity. Our colleague, our Salem colleague, Larry Elder, gave it a good fight. He raised $20 million in 8 weeks. It's insanity to get rid of Newsom. Newsom, of course, had no limits on his spending, outraised him by a factor of 10, $200 million, which just tells you something's wrong in California. Talk to us about how things are, and is there an aftershock of what I saw when I came out there with you, of an awakening for those who maybe don't consider themselves to be Republicans or political, but, I don't know, had enough of the homeless, had enough of the gas prices? Give us an update. Yeah.
There is a pushback. I would say this. This is a little pop quiz. You know, even in Russia, okay, so Gavin Newsom survived his recall election. Everybody had hope that this would be the moment. But it's sort of like Russian elections. I mean, Vladimir Putin runs every so often, but who wins the election, right? It's Vladimir Putin that wins over and over again.
No shockers.
You can't tell me. No shockers here. I mean, this is kind of what, unfortunately, Democrats are cooking up for the whole country. This mail-in ballot scheme, getting control and never leaving it behind, not caring about honoring your constituents. This is all being birthed and grown in the petri dish that is California for the left. And so we have to, people a lot of times will say, forget about what California's doing. They're crazy. They're not worth trying to save. But guys, this is the future of the whole country. What starts here makes its way across the entire nation. So yes, I am happy to tell you that there is some pushback. I still believe that it is almost become a fool's errand to try to get a conservative into a statewide office right now. We saw that with Larry as well as he did. It is impossible to overcome the fact that the mail-in ballot scheme is real in California, and Gavin Newsom just implemented it now for the future. So it doesn't even matter about COVID or being sick. Mail-in ballots are here to stay. So my advice to the Republican Party is that we need to start we need to start lawsuits. We need to start filing a lawsuit in every single county in California to start cleaning up, because you can file lawsuits to clean up the voter rolls. If we're going to have mail-in ballots, make it at least a fair fight. Get the dead people off.
Yeah.
Get the people who are illegally registered through the motor voter program. Clean up the voter rolls. That's one thing that we can do to make a real difference in the state. But as far as the pushback goes, you've seen it. We've got about 6 million Californians around here who supported President Trump, who supported the recall election of Gavin Newsom, who are tired of it. We also have a large percentage of Hispanics. Our majority in the state is not white. It is a Hispanic majority state. And those people, I believe, are the future of the Republican Party, because they are being left behind by Democrats who have sold them a bill of goods.
But do they get that? Do they get
yes.
that?
Yes. I looking at the people that are pushing back, particularly on the school issue, Gavin Newsom has a vaccine mandate in place for any child over the age of 12, and I'm sure he's going to lower that down to 5 as soon as he can. Before they can use public or private schools, they have to get vaccinated. The homeless problem, the crime, these are quality of life issues that Republicans need to be focusing on. Razor focus. I mean, it has to be that. We cannot worry about the other stuff at this moment. We have to talk about the quality of life issues. That's how we wind the umbrella in California and bring in Latino voters who have been left behind by the Republican Party, because they're waking up. They realize it. And they're a big piece of the push towards school choice, even towards Larry Elder's campaign, the people that turned out to vote in the recall. This is where we need to go.
And those Hispanic Americans, you know, if we talk about it truthfully, have cultures that are very conservative when it comes to social issues.
Absolutely.
So wake up, GOP, get busy, listen to this lady, and let's get it done. Do you miss President Trump? I know I do. And now I'm coming to you with a very special offer from my team that you do not want to miss from President Trump. Now is your chance to enter to win one of 6 signed photographs of the president, which were hand-signed by President Trump and soon could be hanging up in your house. When President Trump signed these photographs, he wanted to make sure all of his supporters had the chance to receive one. And now is your chance. All you have to do is text FHOTO, photo, to 55404 today for your chance to win a beautiful photograph of President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump, hand-signed by President Trump himself, by texting PHOTO to 55404 right now. You will get exclusive double entry activated by my team for a limited time. Again, text PHOTO to 55404 to have your name entered twice to win a hand-signed Trump photograph. You don't want to miss this. Our contest ends soon. Paid for by the National Republican Senatorial Committee.
The truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth. That's Dr. G's specialty, America First.
Welcome back to One on One with Jennifer Horn. You have been very open, Jennifer, in your political stance. You are a proud supporter of the concept of making America great again. You are a proud bearer and wearer of all things America First, the
you
kinds
got it.
Of merchandise that is available.
It's my weekend wear.
It's a weekend wear. When it's not sparkly, it's America First stuff that you can get at our store. Talk to us.
We should get some sequin MAGA stuff for me, by the way. Can we work on that?
Maybe.
Is that off-brand?
Maybe,
Jen's Corner?
Maybe camo sequin.
Oh, I can hang. Yeah, that's
okay.
Fine.
Talk to us about your take, not the California perspective or the radio show host perspective. Talk to us about what the MAGA movement meant to you and the significance of this non-politician becoming a president 5 years ago.
Well, I think the MAGA movement meant a lot to me, and I identified it really, really early on. And it's because of my roots being planted in California that I think it sunk in so much for me. So I can remember clear as day that morning in June, I was Scott Walker to the max. You know, there were these rumblings about Donald Trump maybe jumping in or not. Didn't know too much about what he would say. Didn't know if it was going to be serious or not. Thought, you know what, the more the merrier. It didn't, you know, it didn't make me sad that he was thinking about it. But I remember getting ready for work, and I was sitting on my bed putting on my shoes. I can visualize this. And I see him come down the escalator with Melania, and I see him come to that podium, and the very first thing that he talked about was immigration. The very first thing. And Seb, I've lived in a border state my entire life, and I have seen people get left behind. I've seen people living in the shadows. I've seen our school and our hospitals just get run down because they couldn't handle the load of people using them. And I thought, this is the only man that I have seen that is brave enough to tackle this as the first issue that he's... I mean, he walked off the elevator and started talking about immigration. Right. And he start. I mean, this is... That was incredibly brave. Most politicians do not have the backbone to go to a controversial issue like immigration first up as they announce their candidacy. And that was all it took. I heard that. And from that moment on, and I can tell you, I fought a lot of conservatives in my circle. This is why he was even brought into the Morning Answer morning show, because we had three people on that show who were not supporters.
Yeah, you had three other co-hosts, correct?
Yes.
And none of them liked President Trump.
And so two of them were conservatives. One of them was Ben Shapiro. And I was brought in like as the person who could at least give voice to the Republican nominee, because at that point he was. But
that
I just remember
that must have been fun.
It was so fun. In fact, I still get a lot because I love Ben Shapiro. I think that he's such a smart guy, and we had so much fun working together. I have nothing bad to say about the guy at all. But we definitely had some big differences when it came to President Trump and who he was and what he stood for. And I could just always see it. I just understood it and I visualized it. And I don't think he could at that point. I think he does now. But there was a day on the air when we were going back and forth about, I said, well, your other alternative is having Hillary Clinton win. And he said, yes, I'll vote for her.
Oh, my gosh.
Mic drop. We went to commercial break. I still get texts about that.
Shapiro said that?
Still, he said, I said, would you rather have Hillary Clinton?
But he didn't vote for her, did he?
I don't know that he did. I don't know. We talked about it. I don't know. But I do remember the day after Election Day, he said, go ahead, let me have it. He said, you have bragging rights here. So, I mean, we always got along. I just couldn't. It was very difficult that a lot of our conservative colleagues, a lot of them on this station, and they're very forthright and forthcoming about it, they didn't see the appeal and they didn't see why the message of Make America Great Again was so important for the country. When President Trump showed up with his agenda, the country was desperate for it.
Yeah.
And I still believe that it is. I think there were a lot of people who thought his personality was not for them, and they thought they would try something less chaotic. But look at what we got. In 10 months, we are completely vulnerable. Our economy is in shambles. It only took 10 months. And so that, it, think about how quickly, you know, one election determines whether or not we can keep our republic.
Yeah.
We're seeing it in 10 months. It's not even an election cycle.
Where are you on him now? Because you're not only a staunch supporter of the show every week, but you've also mm-hmm. been a fabulous guest host when I have to travel. And I even have some guest hosts who are great people who are skittish. I think they're coming yeah. around, but they have qualms about President Trump coming back. And I'm thinking, based on what? You know, I mean, just look at those 4 years. So where do you stand on the future of MAGA and the future of Donald Trump?
I'm all for it. If he can run again in 4 years, I'm absolutely for it. And there's no one else that can do what we need him to do. We need yeah. someone who will not fall to the pressure. And this has been the problem with the Republican Party
exactly.
for years. They're, Republicans are driven on shame. And President Trump, I laugh and we laugh about it. He has no shame bone. And identity politics are so much a part of what Democrats have used against us for years. And President Trump was the only one who didn't fall victim to that. And look at what they're doing already with maybe not as blatant as saying you're a racist or you're a sexist, but look at what they're doing with critical race theory by creating this division with vaccine mandates. You know, there's no gray area. We can't talk about natural immunity. You're either vaxxed or you're unvaxxed. They're creating this because they want the division. They need the division
yes.
because if they can't break down the country and if they can't separate all of us, they can't rebuild it or transform it. And so with what President Trump can do, and he's really one of the only people that I know that can do this, is he can listen. He puts all that noise to the side and he pushes forward and he puts America first on his agenda. And he's going to tackle people like China. I don't know what politician isn't on the line to China right now. This should be our greatest concern. Now, my second choice would be Ron DeSantis. I think he is very much in the Trump style of management. But Ron DeSantis is a young guy, and I think that there's plenty of time for him to run. And I think that President Trump will not have plenty of time to run. It has to be him. I believe if he's physically able, he should do it. And I think that we should support him in that.
Well, the smart move is, you know, that Ron DeSantis
VP.
Is VP. We
of
know
course.
That President Trump only gets 4 more years, a second term, mm-hmm. which means that for 2028, nice slide in there for the governor of Florida. So that's the logical progression. We'll see. Still a lot of time, but I guarantee
one thing to add, though, and I don't mean to interrupt here, but this I think is important to our conservative friends who are afraid of Donald Trump, because the argument is that he's too controversial to win and that he'll turn a lot of people off.
Right.
My argument back is I sat here in California and watched what they did to Larry Elder. It doesn't matter
yes,
who they
yes,
put up.
Yes,
it doesn't
yes,
matter. They're
yes.
going to turn everybody into Donald Trump. So you might as well have the guy
yeah.
because they're going to make everybody into the Trump light.
If you're not Rachel Maddow running as a Republican, you will
yeah.
be called a Nazi white supremacist. So
totally.
Come on, guys, wake up. Wake up.
Right. We can't hide.
Yeah. We'll follow this lady at Jennifer Horn. That great American patriot, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get great discounts on all of his MyPillow products right now if you go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Special. Get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, towels, and so much more, including the amazing sheepskin line slippers with the MyPillow foam. Mike is offering a buy one, get one free offer on his Giza Dream Sheets of finest Egyptian cotton. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Specials for the buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Enter promo code GORKA or call 1-800-829-8468. That's 1-800-829-8468, promo code GORKA.
This is America First, and here's your host, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
And we're back. One-on-one with Jennifer Horn. What do you say to those who, after November, have just kind of mm-hmm. given up and they said, they're just going to steal it again and I don't make a difference?
I call those people the shoulder shruggers, and I see them all the time in my home state of California. It's California. It doesn't matter if I show up. And guess what? We probably lost the recall because those people didn't show up, because they thought it didn't matter. So even if you question the system, I do. That doesn't mean you get to stay home. Of course, as much as possible, get involved. This next election in 2022, 2024, it's going to come down to voter registration. It's going to come down to outreach in many places where you have to go out and collect ballots because ballot harvesting is legal in certain places now. These are things that we have to be ready to do. We have to be ready to volunteer. And even if it's, even if you think you live in a blue state like California, find a race that you're passionate about. Whatever it has to be that you feel like will move the needle a little bit. This is what we have to do. Strategic, all hands on deck, or we don't have a chance.
If she can have that attitude in California, then there is nobody in this nation that has an excuse that is relevant.
We have no choice.
I this phrase came to me at an event here in Virginia, and it's a very, I mean, kind of tautologous, but I think it bears repeating again and again and again. If you're not prepared to fight, you don't deserve to win. Jennifer, you're an optimist, clearly.
Yes.
Why are you an optimist?
Because I don't like the alternative. I mean, you can live your life in certain ways. I choose to try to wake up and find out when things go wrong. It's very much like, I love baseball. I love the Dodgers. They got smacked this week. They lost a game 9-2. They've been struggling in the playoffs against the Braves. But you know what? You get up and you go to work and you play the next game. And so sometimes you lose. Maybe sometimes you lose 14 games in a row, but at some point you're going to win. And so do you want to live your life just expecting a loss, or do you want to stay engaged and get the win? And I want to get the win. Eventually, we will get there. And truly, when it becomes our country, we have literally, there is no other alternative but to be optimistic, saying we have to take this back, because otherwise we either jump into the ocean or we start learning Mandarin. I mean, you know, the question is, it's pretty clear. I'm a realist. I don't try to be a Pollyanna, but I do believe that it is a being a happy warrior is the way to go.
Well, that hour just absolutely flew by. There's only one more thing to say.
Whammo blammo.
Whammo blammo indeed. Or whammo, if you prefer.
Whammo blammo.
You can choose whichever one. We give you a choice here on America First One-on-One. Follow this lady at Jennifer Horn. Listen to her AM 590, AM 870, The Answer. It's a lot of fun to listen to. And of course, crntalk.com. She's a trooper. And as ever, it may be my birthday, but it's a Friday, and we're going to sign off as usual with the closing words. A prediction for the future from my former boss, President Donald J. Trump.
We will not bend. We will not break. We will not yield. We will never give in. We will never give up. We will never back down. We will never, ever surrender. My fellow Americans, our movement is far from over. In fact, our fight has only just begun.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.